Armed American Radio listeners, today's Armed American Radio's recorded version of the national radio broadcast, the Armed American Radio podcast, is being brought to you today and every day by North American Arms. Make sure to visit NorthAmericanArms.com for the finest mini revolvers on planet Earth. NorthAmericanArms.com. Enjoy the show.
Is Armed American Radio.
If they want to take my guns, they're going to have to bring a station wagon and a whole lot of friends, because I'm not giving them anything.
From the Carr Firearms Group Studio
at the Patriot Mobile Communication Center
on the Sig Sauer Platinum Microphone.
Mark, we know they want to take our guns, and now we're going to make them eat it.
Proudly presented to you by X Insurance.
X Insurance. X Insurance.
Here is your host of Armed American Radio, the loudest conservative voice in America fighting for your rights, Mark Walters.
Walters.
And the roundtable is upon us, the Armed American Radio Classic Roundtable, always a raucous hour. Buckle down, ladies and gentlemen. It's going to be a good one. It is going to be a good one. We have a new station, a couple of new stations out there, too. The show continues to grow. We also picked up the Daily Defense and this broadcast. And I didn't pull the EOM report, Greg in Dallas. I'll do that during a break and give them a big, giant, fat shout-out because they've earned it. We love new stations. So if you're new to the broadcast, you know who you are. Welcome in. It's always a pleasure to invite new people into the family at Armed American Radio. We're here in the Carr Firearms Group studios for you. Mark Walters sitting in front of the Sig Sauer powerful and platinum microphone. Patriot Mobile is the command communication center where we sit, and it is all being brought to you by X Insurance and all of our great partners. Make sure to visit them all at armedamericanradio.com. They keep these conversations going every single day, and April 26 marks our 15th year on the nation's airwaves. Hard to believe that April 27th, we begin our 16th year. Incredible stuff. Greg in Dallas, Tejas, how you doing, brother? Welcome in. Please tell people how they can watch the show and see my unshaven face in high definition, please.
Sure. If you want to watch the show, just head on over to armedamericanradio.org or .com. On the right-hand side of that website, you're going to see the menu icon. Just give it a click, and when you do, when that window opens up, select that Watch Live option. If you're driving, hit that Listen Live link, and if you missed a previous episode, head on over to the podcast link. If you'd like to join our live chat and become our 200th member, we'll just head on over to your app store, grab the Telegram messaging app, create your profile, and search for Armed American Radio Conversations.
Oh, and that'll get you in. Wham, pow, zammo, bam. Welcome to the show, guys. Let's get this cranked up. Let's start with Justin Moon, CEO of Carr Arms. We're in the Carr Firearms Group studios with you. Justin, welcome in, brother. Got some great questions for you today.
Doing good, Mark. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, it is a pleasure. You are a fan favorite for a reason. And ladies and gentlemen, if you're picking us up on a new station, you're about to find out why. Brad Primo, CEO of Lead Slingers Whiskey. Brad, how you doing, brother?
Doing great, Mark. How about you?
I'm doing wonderful, set for my broken knee, but it's so iced down right now, I can't feel my legs. So that's a good thing. It's working. Let's go. Neil McCabe from redstate.com. Redstate.com. You'll notice when you hear Neil talk that he is, in fact, after 10 years on this program, losing his Boston accent. Neil, welcome in, brother.
Yeah, but, I was reminded of that book, Mark, Bury My Heart at Wounded Knee, just as you said that, and I hope you're on the road to recovery.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think it's getting worse and worse. Yeah, I was telling people in the first hour, I have a doctor friend of mine, orthopedic surgeon. You all know him as Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership, John Adine. He sat in the roundtable just a couple weeks ago. And Brad, on your birthday, by the way, so I called him and I said, this thing's killing me. You're an orthopedic surgeon. What do I do? He says, well, have a great show tonight. Break a leg. And then he hung up on me. So he did tell me that's just fun doctor jokes. So that's what I had to put up before the show started. Guys, let's get started. I'm going to start, Justin, with you. Justin, did you put yourself through misery on Thursday night and watch the Biden crap show?
No, I let Tucker watch it for me.
So you got some great insight. I went to Tucker after and watched a little bit of that too. What was your takeaway from what you heard about Biden and the State of the Union? Were you shocked by anything?
Well, he's gone full-blown Maoist communist, and he's coming for us. He wants to come and get us. I mean, if he had his way, we'd be all locked up in concentration camps. I mean, Trump, after all, according to him, is like Hitler. So I guess what you do to Nazis, you kill them, right?
Well, you know, I thought that's what Trump wants to do. That's what the left is saying, that Trump is actually going to kill his political opponents. This is what's coming out on these left-wing broadcasts. Justin, it's crazy.
Well, I think what Trump is going to do is he's going to enforce the law, and people who are pedophiles will get arrested and charged with, you know, pedophilia on little children, and they should get the death penalty.
You know, see, that's what they're afraid of, Brad, when it comes to Trump, that he is actually going to enforce the law. Everything that they're saying Trump is going to do is what they're already doing.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's the way communists work. It's the way people on the left work. You know, every accusation is actually an admission. And so if you want to know what they have planned and what they think, just look at what they're accusing other people of doing, because that's exactly what they're doing, what they want to do.
They want to cut your free speech off. They want to cancel you. They want to jail and use lawfare to go after their political opponents. And they're claiming all of this nonsense is what Trump wants to do. And they're fully engaged in it. Brad, did you put yourself through misery like I did and watch that?
No. I was actually, my daughter in her first grade class had a little musical program at school that night. And so I spent it with my family. You know, mom and dad came up, and we had a good dinner afterwards. And, you know, I kept my mind, you know, clean and clear of whatever nonsense that demented sock puppet wanted to spew. And so I don't need to hear what he has to say. I don't really care.
I'm proud of both of you for doing that. I kind of had to. Neil, I knew he was going to pivot to guns at some point. He didn't let us down. You're the political analyst that's reported in front of the Capitol on national television for many, many years. What did you take from the old man yelling?
First of all, I want to say that Brad going to his daughter's first grade recital means that Brad and his family witnessed a much more mature performance than the rest of us had to watch.
Yes,
I had to. I had to, of course, because, you know, it's like my job, right? So there, here I am. And I thought, you know, the pivot to guns, right? He quoted President Donald J. Trump as saying, I believe it was the Uvalde shooting. He said, you know, like his predecessor, said, you're just going to have to get over it, right? That's what Trump said. You know, he said that Trump said his response to the shooting was people have to just get over it.
Right.
And I'll just read some of what Trump actually said. What Trump said was, to the entire community, we love you. We pray for you. We ask God to heal and comfort, really, the whole state. We're really with you as much as anyone can be. It's just a terrible thing that happened, just terrible. This is horrible, and it's so surprising to see it here. But we have to get over it. We have to move forward. To all the relatives and all the people who are devastated right now, to the point that they can't breathe, they can't live, we are all with you all the way. And it's like, so you can see, my point of bringing that up is not so much to point out that, you know, Biden was dishonest and he misquoted Trump, right? That's, of course, right, standard. But when the opposition has to lie like that, what it really says is they have nothing. And we've seen it in like J6, and we've seen it in all these, you know, the tax debates and everything else. They lie because they don't have anything. Because believe me, if they had the truth on their side, if they had the evidence on their side, they would bash us over the head with it. But they ain't got nothing, Mark.
Do they know that?
Oh, absolutely. 1,000%. 1,000%.
So they're sitting. So
they're just,
I want listeners to hear this from you, Neil. So they're sitting behind closed doors saying, look, we got nothing. We have to lie.
Right. And what they're in, and so now there's also this sort of old Bolshevik idea that, you know, lies told in furtherance of our political goals, of course, are all justified, because the most important thing is power, and all problems are political problems. But on a sort of a practical political operating level, what they're saying is, how do we spin this, and how do we trick them? How do we frame this to our best advantage let's misquote Trump and then run with it. And you know, it's like my, you know, it's a good friend of mine said, you know, he was Derek Hunter when he was a columnist for the New York Daily News. He used to say, you know, when Obama lied, this is when Obama was president, he said, with the media on Obama's side, Obama lying has the same risk as saying hello. And that's exactly the advantage that Biden has. So that, like, whereas every possible, like, you know, it's like whenever Trump speaks, right, they're nickel and dime him every which way. But with when Biden pulls this stunt, nobody is calling him out on it. And in fact, they repeat it and they repeat it and they amplify it. They're like, Brad will appreciate this phrase, right? They are force multipliers for Biden and the Democratic Party, Mark.
I just think they're cockroaches. When we come back from this break, we're going to continue the conversation. I'll give the guys in the roundtable here a little bit of insight if they want to look this up during the break. But we're going to pivot over to the ATF and CBS and get your thoughts on that debacle with Steve Dettelbach and his supposed expert on CBS Face the Nation. We'll be right back.
Mike Gallagher wanting to let you know that the crew of the Desperado Sport Fish in Virginia Beach, Virginia supports Armed American Radio and the Second Amendment, and I'm right there with them. Now back to Mark Walters.
Thank you, Mike Gallagher, and he is right. The crew of the Desperado Sport Fish does support Armed American Radio and your Second Amendment rights. They're great guys, and it's coming up on the fishing season here, so those guys will be out there hauling in the tuna and the big billfish, all those tournaments, having a great time. And the whole time they're doing it, they're having fun exercising their Second Amendment rights as well. Car Firearms Group Studios lit up. Sig Sauer Mike, Patriot Mobile Command Center, X Insurance presenting it all. Welcome back. We're in the classic Armed American Radio Roundtable. And Justin, I'm going to flip over to you now. We didn't get a chance to talk about this last week, in large part because I was derelict in my duties. I didn't watch the CBS Face the Nation clip until Monday morning. But I have been dying to get y'all's take on this. And Justin, are you familiar with it? Did you happen to see it? I don't mean to catch you guys off guard on this because I didn't talk to you guys before the show. But Steve Dettelbach and his supposed phony fake expert were up there making fools of themselves on CBS Face the Nation, and the reporter just made an ass of herself all the way around. Justin, did you happen to see it by chance?
No, I haven't had a chance to see it, but Yeah, I can imagine what kind of fools they made, considering that they actually don't know anything about guns.
Well, let's say that the expert tried to take apart a Glock, which I think all of us in the roundtable room would agree is the easiest handgun to take down, for crying out loud, and he couldn't do it. Then he couldn't reassemble the other one. When he got the other one apart, he tried to put a wrong size frame on the gun. He made a complete fool of himself. It's not aging well for himself. Brad, before I go to you, Greg, let's play just about a minute or so of the clip so you can hear how this went.
This looks like a big variety of items here. What am I looking at?
And Chris is here. He's one of our leading experts. It's a table that we tried to lay out certain kinds of things that might be of interest based upon some of the questions that you were asking, mm-hmm. right? And so it's and the sort of one of the things we did at this table, there's so many more firearms we could talk about, is we tried to put things in pairs. So if you look at them together, and one of them is sort of the more conventional firearm, which mm-hmm. is sometimes they're under the National Firearms Act, right? And the other one is sort of what I would call the attempt to get around it that ATF has been dealing with through rulemaking and through enforcement.
Okay.
So, Chris, I don't know if you want to walk us through.
Correct. So as the director explained, we have at the top here, we have an AK variant. This is a full auto assault weapon, shoulder fired, that is covered under the purviews of the National Firearms Act.
How many rounds does it fire?
Well, this has a 30-round magazine with it. This is a 75-round drum magazine. Wow. So it's magazine-fed, but you can acquire drum magazines as well.
So this one, everybody would agree, right? Covered under the right. National Firearms Act. Fully automatic weapon. Mm-hmm. Government can have it. Military can have it. It's an antique. Some people, if they had it before, depending on 1986, they can have it. But otherwise, no. This one, which looks and operates just like it,
yeah.
This is a bump stock attached.
So this is a AK-47 variant that you can acquire under the GCA, and what they have done is they have attached a bump stock to that.
How can you tell that? Sorry, what? Where's the bump stock? Is there like a physical piece?
But that's a great question, right? Of course, right? How can you tell,
yeah.
right? These two things are the same.
They look,
right? They operate the same. Both of them can shoot right through this 75-round clip.
Okay, stop right there. How many rounds does it shoot, Brad? Well, it shoots as many rounds as you want to put through it. Number one. Number two, he said the bump stock-equipped gun is the same thing as the machine gun. They do the same thing. And he also said you could go through the entire 75-round clip. Brad, please take it away.
I mean, it's dishonest and misleading, and it's done on purpose. The thing is, the bump stock does not make a weapon fully automatic. I mean, you were still squeezing the trigger once for every round that's fired, which is well within the rules. In the law established, by Congress and the rules that have been enforced by the ATF itself. They're getting mad and griping about the fact that people are following the rules that they've set because they don't like the outcome. Well, too bad. My 7-year-old daughter gets upset sometimes when she doesn't win games she's playing according to the rules that she set. Grow up, and this fascination with the media, how many rounds does it shoot? What a stupid question. I mean, it's a stupid question, but, the way it's asked and the way that it's presented, the way that it's answered is done in such a way to create as much fear as possible amongst people who may not be into firearms. That's really, we can go off on a tangent here, but our biggest obstacle as gun owners in the Second Amendment activists, we have a problem with politicians, but with the politicians feed off of the blood that they suck out of the public is the fact that there's a lot of people out there that just aren't familiar with firearms and therefore they're afraid of them. I can't tell you how many people that I've gotten to our side of the argument just by taking them to the range. Once people realize that these are inanimate objects that are not they're not good or evil, right? It's all up to the person handling it. You can give me a machine gun right now. I'm no more a threat to you than anybody else. Right. But you get a machine gun to the wrong person and who knows what happens, say anything, a knife, a slingshot, a baseball bat. It doesn't matter. It's all for the person holding it. That's not what they want you to believe. The idea is that they want you to think this inanimate object is somehow inherently evil, because then the people who like those objects are also inherently evil people and much easier to demonize. And, maybe it's what Justin says. Force us into camps, jail us, silence us, otherwise marginalize us, keep us from being able to vote, keep us from having a voice in this country.
Yeah, Dettelbach said government can have this, law enforcement can have this, but otherwise, no. Hey, Justin, I have one of your Tommy guns. Do you have a 75-round clip I can have?
The Tommy gun takes a 30-round magazine. We do have a 50-round drum mag and a 100-round drum mag, so... We can exceed 75 rounds. They are magazines, not clips. Clips.
There you go. There you go.
Around 10 pounds.
Thanks for clarifying that for us, because there you go. Neil McCabe.
Well, listen.
Did you want to take poison when you heard that?
Well, the guy, Chris Bort, who is like... he's like going back and forth in that slide, right? And it's like he's like a child, like playing with his dad's like gun, right? And it's just like, he's like, and then he says, I'm just going to move on. What's shocking to me is that they included that clip in the final production, and that whoever prepared, like the public information staffers for ATF. Completely screwed the pooch in the preparation of that. I'm just speaking as someone who's worked in Army Public Affairs, and I was just stunned by the poor staff work that basically set up their bosses to make fools of themselves. That can, and complete whatever message they were trying to get out was completely undercut by their when they betrayed their incompetence and ignorance about the very things that, that they had laid out on their own table.
And let's not forget the word stupidity. It's not aging well for them. And guess what? The internet is forever. Duttelbach and Bort. We'll be back right after this. The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Patriot Mobile. Visit patriotmobile.com/AAR and use the AAR promo code to get free activation today. Welcome back. Yeah, welcome back. That's exactly what you do. Patriotmobile.com/AAR. Get free activation with that AAR promo code. You can use that promo code pretty much at every one of our sponsors. You can give it a shot. Most of them have it. I think there's one that has it at AAR15. I'll have to get that straight for you. We'll talk about that on the Daily Defense. PatriotMobile.com. Stop doing business with woke companies that hate you and your lifestyle. Patriot Mobile is the real deal. Christian company supporting your right to bear arms and other conservative causes. And they are great partners now with Armed American Radio. PatriotMobile.com/AAR. Welcome back to the Carr Firearms Group studio. Six Hour Mike, Patriot Mobile Command and Control Center, Communication Center, X Insurance presenting it all. Justin Moon, I want to go to you. Justin, when you heard the ATF debacle, just I know how you're likely going to answer this question before I move on to permitless carry and a couple dopey comments from a South Carolina sheriff. But do you believe that that was 100% intentional by CBS and ATF working in conjunction with the Biden administration to absolutely mislead millions of Americans that they worked in unison behind the scenes? Isn't that indicative of what we get from mainstream media all the way around?
Yeah, I mean, certainly. I think they certainly did plan it. I mean, their whole point is to demonize gun owners and say that, you know, we have machine guns and we were not supposed to. But the fact of the matter is that the big problem for them is that, you know, basically the rate of fire of a firearm can be controlled by a trigger, and nowadays people have nice triggers so they can shoot faster. And that, you know, given the way the law is written, that's perfectly legal. So really, the ATF shouldn't be making law with their bureaucracy, because they're part of the executive branch. They should not legislate at all. That's for Congress.
You're absolutely correct. In fact, as far as the triggers go, ladies and gentlemen, if you were listening to the Daily Defense on Friday, I was carrying my Carr CM, and if you've ever fired a Carr, you know exactly what Justin's talking about with that trigger pull. They're phenomenal trigger pulls. So, yeah, that's exactly right. Brad, one more for you. Clearly, before we move on, absolutely 100% intentional working behind the scenes. And Duttelbach did make the comment, well, we did this, laid this out based on some of the things you were asking. So clearly they were working behind the scenes on this. They knew what they were going to do. And the Biden administration clearly whispering in their ears. You would agree with that?
100%. I mean, actually, I would challenge anybody listening to name the last time they could think of the media actually opposed or went against the government narrative. Plain and simple, when the media and government align to promote a message, it's propaganda at that point. And that's what we've been force-fed for, like, what, the last 3-4 years now? Easily.
Well said. Pure propaganda. Neil, I'll let you get the last word in there. As media, they work together on this?
Oh, absolutely. This was completely lined up. And, you know, it's like Margaret Brennan, who is running that, who's the hostess of Face the Nation. I mean, she's a longtime member of the, you know, sort of political establishment, member of the Council of Foreign Relations. And so the idea that she was going to somehow expose or do anything but give a tea bath to these guys from the ATF is absurd.
Yeah, to suggest otherwise would make you look foolish. As I've said to other guests on the program since that aired and since we've been gloating over it, having fun with it, because they deserve it. They are both too stupid and too ignorant, all three of them, to even realize how bad they should, how badly they should be embarrassed. Go ahead.
And the people watching Face the Nation, right, they want to be spoon-fed this garbage. And so, you know, they're getting what they paid for. But, you know, it's, you know, when machine guns were a problem in this country, like maybe, you know, the Tommy gun. Yeah, the Tommy gun was, you know, the gangsters were using Tommy guns. And but that was actually that was the problem was prohibition. The problem was, you know, gangs that were allowed to sort of, you know, run loose. And then the GIs used the Tommy gun to take down the Germans and the Japanese in World War II. So, you know, maybe it was a good thing we had the Tommy gun.
No, and Korea and also Vietnam, by the way. So that's a, you know, formidable gun. No question about it. But it's always the bad guys, ladies and gentlemen. It's not the good guys. It's the bad guys. Hey, let me pivot over to constitutional carry with you guys in South Carolina. But I'm going to take a little bit of a different take on it. Cam Edwards was just on the show for the previous hour. And I intentionally left this column out because I wanted to talk with you guys about it. It's going to be fun. Justin, I'll start with you. Here's the headline. South Carolina sheriff says he fears constitutional carry will turn state into wild, wild west. Here's what he had to say. I just said a prayer last night that I hope my greatest fears don't come true. And that's that South Carolina becomes the wild, wild west. His name is Richland County Sheriff Leon Lott. And he told that to South Carolina Post and Courier. And what I want to point out is that the bill went into effect immediately upon McMaster's signature. Justin, does this sheriff not realize that his neighboring states of Florida, Georgia, et cetera, and the rest of the Southeast and up into the Midwest and the other 28 states have not had the problems that he's supposedly concerned about? And does that also say, Justin, that he just doesn't trust law-abiding constituents?
Well, I think the sheriff is just an ill-informed idiot because he's not aware of the current crime rates as to how, you know, violent crime has decreased with the, you know, with on-demand concealed carry and also now constitutional carry. But he also doesn't know the historical crime rates for the Wild Wild West. The murder rate in the Wild Wild West was only 2.2 per 100,000, which is less than half of what it is today for the country as a whole.
And he, you know, when they talk like this, Justin, they don't do their due diligence. But a sheriff, you would think, would understand, well, good heavens, maybe I should look and see what happened in Georgia. Oh, nothing. What's happening in the year since Florida? Nothing. What's happening in the year now since Alabama? Nothing. And every other constitutional carry state, they don't bother to do it. Brad Primo, what does that tell you about the sheriff? He's just repeating this gun control nonsense. Here comes the wild, wild west. He's repeating what the gun grabbers are saying.
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, there is there are some people in law enforcement out there that you know, they have very ill-informed opinions and not very highly developed ability to think critically. And, you know, it sounds like the sheriff is one of them because, you know, they just think, you know, guns bad, guns are a threat to law enforcement, and therefore, you know, guns, you know, more guns equals more problems for law enforcement. And that's just simply not the case. The numbers don't bear it out. And, you know, we've been hearing the same argument, you know, when states started going to shall issue carry permits. You know, bloodbath, you know, wild, it's always the same, you know, shootout in the OK Corral, wild, wild west, you know. And, you know, Tennessee a while back when they finally allowed people, you can carry a pistol into a restaurant that serves alcohol, they called it guns and bars. And now we're going to have a bunch of drunks shooting it out in the saloons. And like, it never
like
happened.
The wild, wild west.
Yeah, exactly. Right. But it never happens. And the thing is, like, no one ever revisits these wild statements, you know, a year later and holds these people, takes these people to task. I mean, this sheriff ought to have his feet held to the fire, you know, a year from now when South Carolina has constitutional carry and none of this happens. Somebody needs to skewer him publicly and make him admit that he was wrong.
That's
what needs to happen.
That is exactly what our intention is here, is to do that and belittle him and his claims. Neil, you're now in a constitutional or permitless carry state. We have 30 seconds, so I'll throw the question at you now. Then when we come back from the break, we'll let you answer it because I don't want to have to cut you off. Neil, you live in Florida, and I'm just wondering, from a personal standpoint, as a friend, have you put the lift kit on your automobile yet? Certainly you're going to need it to get through all those rivers of blood that are running through the streets. So when we come back, you can answer.
My Cheech and Chong lift kit, Mark.
Yeah, I would suggest you buy a really big, fat dually pickup truck and put a good 6 to 8 inch lift kit on it. When we come back, we'll go to Neil McCabe on his thoughts on what that boneheaded sheriff had to say, who, again, not going to age well for these people. It never does. And we will be here to call them out when everything he predicted doesn't happen. Back to Neil McCabe when we come back right after this. Final segment. Buckle in.
Wild West pimp style.
Dr. Sebastian Gorka letting you know that the Desperado Sport Fishing Crew in Virginia Beach, Virginia supports Armed American Radio and our right to bear arms. Now, back to Mark Walters.
Dr. Sebastian Gorka. We always have fun with Sebastian Gorka, and I know Justin Moon does as well. Every October, Sebastian Gorka goes up to the Rod of Iron Festival. Looking forward to doing that again. Come in. I hate to say this, but October is going to be here faster than we think. I just want summer to come. I don't fall, but it's going to be here in a blink of an eye, ladies and gentlemen. Time just flies right by. Welcome back to the Carr Firearms Group Studio. 6 Hour Mike at the Patriot Mobile Communication Center. X Insurance presenting it all. If you need insurance for any aspect of your life, X Insurance is a real AM Best A-rated carrier that will write you a policy for anything you need. Give them a look through armedamericanradio.com. Click on that X Insurance banner. We take you right there. It's right at the top of the page. Takes you right where you need to be. We did all that work for you. Visit all of our partners, please. North American Arms, Barrel Buddy, PT Ammo, Where Our Families Train, WAFT Training, that scenario-based training. Phil was on the program last week. Great stuff over there. Goat Guns, pick them up, get them. Armslist.com, use the promo code AAR, get your first month for 99 cents. It's only like $6 after that. It's America's Firearms Marketplace. Cutting Edge Firewood, DefenderCoffee.com, drink coffee, support the Second Amendment. Heaven's Harvest Emergency Food. Clayton Llewellyn will be joining me on the Daily Defense coming up this week. All of our great companies, Sig Sauer, Carr Arms, and, of course, Patriot Mobile. And don't forget MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. Use that promo code AAR at MyPillow.com/Armed American Radio. Neil, let's go back to you. Have you put a lift kit on any of your vehicles yet? You're certainly going to need it if you have. I would be. Yeah, that's my public service announcement for you. Talk to me about that sheriff's boneheaded comments. Have you experienced any of that in a recent state that has recently adopted constitutional or permitless carry?
No, actually, it seems a lot safer now, frankly. And you know, there's a lot of it's as each state joins the constitutional carry family. It's these rivers of blood, these shooting galleries, like this, the Wild West, it just never happens, right? And, it's obviously there was a shooting tragedy in Maine, but we're now finding out that guy was an Army Reserve soldier who had significant undiagnosed brain injuries, and it's a terrible tragedy, but... to say that Maine, now that Maine has constitutional carry for what, 4 or 5 years now, I wouldn't connect the two. I think that guy's brain injuries would have happened whether or not Maine had constitutional carry or not. This guy, Sheriff Leon Lott, though, he was named the National Sheriff's Association, Sheriff of the Year, mm-hmm. 2 or 3 years ago. And this guy is a politician. The thing people have to remember about sheriffs is that, sheriffs are law enforcement officers, but they're also politicians. Now, there are some sheriffs who see their mission and their focus and their purpose as being law enforcement officers, but there's a lot of these sheriffs who are political hacks who are looking to, they're part of the political process. This guy's a registered Democrat, and he's certainly a publicity guy. He had a reality show in his county for a few years. I think it was canceled after George Floyd died of that tragic fentanyl overdose that other law enforcement officers got blamed for. But, this is where we're at. And so we'll wait and see. Obviously, I don't want anything tragic to happen anywhere. I would never support a policy that I thought would make this country more dangerous. I would never support a policy that I thought would put me or my family in danger. right? We're not maniacs here. We're actually, right. we don't support gun rights because we're just such hardcore, crazy conservatives that's just the way it is. We support gun rights because we believe that's the way to make us and everyone else safer. It's like, you know, that's why we do it. But this is lost on them, Mark.
Justin, your home is safer with firearms in it, isn't it?
Well, absolutely. I mean, the main reason why we have the Second Amendment is because if you look in the 20th century at all the people who've been killed during peacetime by their own governments versus all the people who've been killed during peacetime by criminals, you're 40 times more likely to be murdered by your government than Boom. You are by a criminal. That's why we need guns.
And the founders knew it.
Absolutely.
The founders knew it. That's, ladies and gentlemen, Justin just nailed it. There's your answer right there. Brad, I'm not going to move on yet. I'm going to get your comment on that. And let me throw this out there too, Brad. Don't you think this sheriff would likely be talking to other sheriffs in states and gotten the real lowdown before popping off his mouth like this?
Probably not. I mean, I'm going to tell you, like, I've known some sheriffs, and you know, some of them, you know, they're with it, pretty good head on their shoulders. There's a fair amount of them that are either just good old boys, if you want to put it that way. Some of them are literally guys who couldn't actually hack it as cops, but they have some political connections, so they end up being in charge of the whole department. The guy, he's probably not talking to anybody. He's talking out of his rear end, spouting off his opinions and not realizing that he's probably really irritating his constituents. You know, the South Carolinians that I know probably think he's an idiot and are probably taking a lot of issue to what he's saying. And, you know, he may be lucky to have a job next election, hopefully.
Yeah, you could be very well be right about that. It remains to be seen what happens with his constituents and his next reelection bid, whenever that is. I don't know much more about him than that. Let me pivot quickly with the last minute and a half we have. Neil, take this to you and just leave enough time for everybody else at the table. We've got about a minute and a half. Cornyn is tossing his hat in to replace Mitch McConnell, another swamp rat that worked with Murphy to give us gun control. Your thoughts real quick, please.
Yeah, well, if Corn Pop was a bad, bad dude, Cornyn is a worse dude. And he is. There's no Republican on Capitol Hill who has done more to restrict gun rights than John Cornyn. Full stop. Back to you, Mark.
Justin, Cornyn, he threw his hat in the ring immediately. I mean, I don't think McConnell was done talking before Cornyn threw his hat in that ring. Do you think he gets enough votes? Can we finally get rid of these swamp creatures? Justin, please say yes.
Oh, I hope we get rid of all these rhinos. I mean, we really need some rhino hunting here in America.
Yeah, well, hopefully that's coming in November, brother, because I'm with you 100% on that. Brad, do we finally, are people beginning to see the light with this now second coming of Trump? 30 seconds.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, looking at Twitter tonight, you know, I've been seeing all kinds of people really coming out for Trump that you wouldn't have seen even a couple of years ago. We're talking professional athletes, some celebrities. You know, people are no longer being bullied into not, you know, showing their support for the man because he's clearly been persecuted by the left. And the things that the left have done in this country the last couple of years have been egregious, and people are waking up to it.
Yeah, people just keep getting smarter and smarter. I'm optimistic. I'm cautiously optimistic at that point. And you guys know I'm not a fan of polls, but when every single poll is beginning to line up, yeah, I don't think that's coincidence. Hey, Brad Primo, CEO of Lead Slingers, thank you so much. LeadSlingersWhiskey.com, ladies and gentlemen. Justin Moon, CEO of Car Arms. Car Arms, look them up online. You get some great guns. I was carrying my Car CM9 little subcompact last week in a crossbreed. Great firearm, a car trigger. There's nothing like it. It's smooth like butter. Thank you, Justin, for your wit and wisdom every single week, and Neil McCabe for your incredible political insight and all of your years of experience being up there reporting on the Hill for us. We appreciate it very much. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get up and do it again tomorrow because they don't want us to. Enjoy your day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom with Mark Walters, presented by X Insurance.
X Insurance
on the Armed American Radio Network.